Hello and welcome to the Snaxus podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. Today we feature a recording of music by Chilean composer José Luis Domínguez, with the composer himself conducting the Santiago Philharmonic Orchestra. It's music from his ballet, The Legend of Joaquín Murrieta, which he composed in 2009, based on the story of the legendary hero of that name, a man whose life helped inspire the fictional character Zorro. The opening music comes from the prologue, or the introduction to this ballet, and here's a bit more of that music. José Luis Domínguez wears several hats. He's one of the most prominent Chilean orchestral conductors and is currently resident director of the Santiago Philharmonic Orchestra in Chile. He's also the principal conductor of the National Youth Symphony Orchestra of Chile, with whom he directs many symphonic programs each year. As well, he's a regular guest conductor of the Orquesta Sinfónica Nacional de Colombia, and he's conducted the Buenos Aires Philharmonic, as well as ballet and opera engagements at the Teatro Colón in Buenos Aires. And in 2009, he took his ballet experience in a different direction and made his debut as a composer with the full-scale ballet, The Legend of Joaquín Murrieta. Here is the music he wrote for the entrance of the hero of this story, the brigand Joaquín Murrieta. This ballet is set in California during the gold rush of the mid-19th century, which was also when the former Mexican territory was ceded to the United States. And it's based, well, it's partly based on a story written out by Pablo Neruda. The prologue introduces the people of a small Californian settlement, many of them immigrants from South America, going about their everyday activities. Among those people is Teresa, Joaquin Murrieta's beautiful Chilean wife. Then we see the arrival of the Galgos, the Hounds, a North American gang of vigilantes whose main objective is to harass the immigrants and Native Americans. The Hounds eventually leave, but take two Mexicans with them as hostages. Joaquin Murrieta then appears. The music you just heard is the people telling him what happened. The action then shifts to the courtyard of the house owned by the leader of the Galgos and a gang member called Caballero Tramposo, the trickster. He is a symbolic character in this story who represents all the vices and negative aspects of North American society. Act Two then goes back and forth between Galagos gang, who are trying to tyrannize the locals, and Murrieta and his men, who are trying to defend their people. In the end, Joaquin Murrieta wins, leading to a grand entrance by his men, and Murrieta and his lovely wife are reunited. Can't forget the love story here. And it being a ballet, Joaquin and Teresa dance a pas de deux that sounds like this. José Luis Domínguez wanted his score to work as a standalone piece, so it could be used with or without choreography, and he looked to film soundtracks for inspiration. Not the bits and pieces music so often used in films today, but the great symphonic tradition of film music of people like John Williams or Bernard Herrmann or Miklos Rosa, all trained in classical European music. And he originally thought about basing his ballet on the fictional character of Zorro, known to millions of people as the star of stories and films and, of course, a TV series. Domínguez changed his mind at some point and decided to base his story on the historical figure Joaquin Murrieta. These weren't necessarily random decisions. The renowned Chilean poet Pablo Neruda also wrote about Murrieta in his 1967 play The Splendor and Death of Joaquin Murrieta. Domínguez knew this play well, and Neruda's portrayal of the characters influenced him as he developed his ballet. A project like this recording takes a team to put together. It was recorded in March of 2015 at Arau Hall of the Teatro Municipal de Santiago in Chile. The theater also helped with the funding. The producer was Alvaro Gallegos, one of the leading music journalists in Chile, and he also wrote the excellent liner notes. He was helped by Rodrigo Perez, who was audio engineer and editor. Of course, they're the musicians of the Santiago Philharmonic Orchestra, whose dynamic playing makes a compelling case for this music. Here they are with music from Act Two that's simply called Bustling Town. The Santiago Philharmonic Orchestra was founded in 1955 and is the resident ensemble of the Teatro Municipal de Santiago. Over the course of the year, the orchestra performs ballet, opera, symphonic concerts, and everything from Baroque music to contemporary music. They also perform free concerts in churches and public spaces. In other words, this is an orchestra that's very much plugged into the community it serves. In the case of this particular recording, the story leads up to a battle between Marietta and his men, the good guys, and the Galgos gang, the bad guys. And Jose Luis Dominguez provides terrific music to go with the battle scene. The music stands perfectly well on its own, but I can only imagine how much fun a good choreographer would have with it. The Battle from The Legend of Joaquin Murrieta, music by Jose Luis Dominguez. All of the music in this podcast comes from a new recording of this work with the composer himself conducting the Santiago Philharmonic Orchestra. It's available at all fine music retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.573515-16. That's it for now. Time for this swashbuckling podcaster to leave the storied lands of Joaquin Murrieta. I hope you enjoyed this program and can join me again next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.